Bigger Show and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Test it. No, it still should come up. Test. Yeah, if Tony Brown did anything to my deal, I'm going to light him up. Yeah, I'm going to light him up. Yeah. You better hope, buddy. You better hope, buddy, for your own sake.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation. J&J Exterminating.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event. One smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Bigger Show. 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Corlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, if you're on your way on this Thursday morning, July 3rd, it's 7:45 local time, 8:45 Eastern, and we're going to jump right in this morning. We're talking about a very, 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 very important conversation. It looks like we're having just a few technical difficulties, and we're trying to iron those things out. So DC is working on it now as we speak, but we are going to... Are we jumping right in? We're jumping right in with our guest this morning. Again, let me just tell you what we're talking about. There is an increasing shortage that threatens to plague cities, towns, and communities across America. And that shortage is the decline of qualified emergency medical technicians, or EMTs. And here to talk about filling this important need in our community is Amanda Danahy, who is an EMS instructor and the National at the National EMS Academy. Amanda, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. This is an important conversation and one that many people really had no idea was happening. Let's talk about first why there is a shortage, Amanda.
Well, our population of people that require emergency services is growing. And unfortunately, not a whole lot of people seem to be interested in EMS as a profession, or they get into it and then they branch out into something else. It is very, very important for us to be able to provide a large enough number of EMS practitioners to take care of this population that are suffering from anywhere from minor to severe injuries and mild to moderate to severe distress with medical conditions. We all know that our population is getting long-term care for disease processes like COPD or CHF, you know, breathing conditions or heart conditions, and our elderly population is growing.
Mm-hmm.
And those individuals are needing longer and more intense care. And so a lot of times our EMS systems are getting taxed and demanded excessively because of this growing population. It's wonderful that we're able to expand the lifespan of everyone, but unfortunately it's putting a large stressor on EMS professionals.
Right. And so therefore you're needing more and more people that will come into this field and be committed to it.
Absolutely.
And so let's talk about what the field actually entails and who could qualify to become an EMT.
Actually, anybody can qualify to come be an EMT. The only prerequisite that we have at the National EMS Academy is that you have a professional CPR certification. And if for some reason you don't have one, then we can offer you the course so that you can obtain one.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who's interested in the medical field, we highly encourage you to come to our information session that we have next week to learn a little bit more about what we do here and what we offer here.
Mm-hmm.
We have EMT classes, so you can just get your foot into the door for EMS and kind of check things out and learn a little bit more in depth on what we do as EMS professionals. And then we also offer paramedic courses if you would like to take it one step further. And with those paramedic courses, we also teach anatomy and physiology as well.
Wow. And so let's talk about those young people or those people that are transitioning maybe into something else that are saying, you know what, I never really thought about taking a job or becoming an emergency medical technician. Let's talk about what that process sort of will look like for those people that say, that sounds interesting.
That they're interested in EMS?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying? As into...
Into, like, going through the course and what the process would be like, how you enter in, and then once you get in, you know, the journey to becoming either an emergency medical service person or a medical technician.
Okay. All right. I follow. Well, everyone who wants to come attend one of our classes needs to come to an information session. Like I previously said, we have our last one before our fall semester begins on July 8th at 1 p.m. It typically will last about an hour and a half to 2 hours, mm-hmm. and you get a whole host of information about what you need to do prior to the start of class. Once you are enrolled in the class and you come to orientation, we have lecture content that we cover. We offer a lot of skills training for some of the skills that you will be performing out in the field. And also, we have you do ride time. So you actually go spend time with EMS providers, EMTs and paramedics, and go experience patient contact. You do your assessments. You do your whole scope of treatment and transport these individuals to the hospital. So you really get a good understanding of what exactly you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm. And how long, Amanda, is the course?
The EMT course usually lasts about 3 months.
Okay. And then after 3 months, would that person be placed in a job, and how does that process work?
Well, after the 3 months, you go for national registry testing. You get a certification that's recognized all across the United States. So if somebody wanted to relocate to a different state, or their family moved, their loved ones moved, something like that, they just wanted to branch out, or if they wanted to stay here in Louisiana, hey, and support Louisiana culture and our community, then that's certainly
mm-hmm.
encouraged, highly encouraged.
Absolutely.
But you get a nationally recognized certification, and then once you obtain that certification, you then apply to agencies. You can work for an ambulance service. You can work for a fire department. A lot of people work in a hospital setting or for a clinic. You can even get into safety and work at plants or industrial sites. You can work on a cruise ship as one of their medical officers. There's a whole host of things that someone can do. And we are tied with Acadian Ambulance. We are part of the Acadian Ambulance subsidies, one of their companies. And we also we're affiliated with SLCC, South Louisiana Community College. So what that means is we have a lot of our HR representatives come and talk to our students and encourage them to apply with Acadian
mm-hmm.
and give them a lot of information about the company. And also, since we're tied to a community college, you're getting college credit for the courses that you're taking.
Wow. So this really has a lot of ramifications. Now, for those people that are saying, okay, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. This sounds like something that I might be interested in. Now, mm-hmm. let's talk about enrollment and cost and how that works and how people need to look at registration. And is there a cost?
Oh, there is a cost associated with it. A typical EMT course usually is right around $1,300 for the whole course.
Okay.
There are some extra fees for uniforms and for books, things like that, but they're nominal in comparison. SLCC from time to time will offer financial aid that can be applied to this program, but that's more of an SLCC financial aid department question. I don't handle the finances with that. But if somebody wants to enroll, then come to the information session, then we get enrolled through the website, which mm-hmm. is becomeamedic.com, or also on the nationalemsacademy.com, and sign up for the course, and you sign up for orientation. You pay an orientation fee, which does get applied to the tuition fees.
Mm-hmm. So in many respects, it's sort of like college, but on a little bit different level, and there are programs that are available to people that are thinking about maybe moving into this. You just have to go in and get the information in check. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And yes. So what's the most important thing, Amanda, that you want people who are, you know, out of high school for the summer, people who maybe are in college and thinking about transitioning, looking for another career path, what's the most important thing that you really want people to understand about this particular field?
Well, this field is a lot of selfless work.
Mm.
We do a lot for other people, and it takes a very special kind of person to be able to do this job. It's in high demand. like we talked about, I think, at the beginning of the program.
Right.
The numbers of EMS professionals is decreasing in comparison to the amount of people that we're taking care of. So we are in very, very high demand. This is a quickly growing and constantly growing field. So you need to be able to adapt very well and improvise sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, the kind of person that gets into this field wants to take care of and wants to help other people in any way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. And the reason why this is critically important, Amanda, is because there are so many people right now that are undecided about a career path.
Right.
And really don't know what it is that they can do or what they should be doing. And this is an incredible opportunity. And a lot of people are saying, you know, there are just no jobs out there. But quite the contrary, there are many, many positions available, coming available, and people really need to get trained if they want to get into emergency medical technicians or if they want to become emergency medical servants. Tell people again how they can connect with you, how they can connect with the website, and most importantly, how they can register.
Sure. If anyone out there in Radio Land would like to call up here at the Academy, our phone number is 318-445-0881, or we are located at 724 Scott Street, and we have our information session being held on July 8th at 1 p.m. here at the Academy, or you can go on to one of two websites or both. One is the NationalEMSAcademy.com, and then the other one is BecomeAMedic.com.
All right, great information. Give that number one more time for those people that simply say, you know what, I'm just going to call.
Sure. The phone number, again, is 318-445-0881.
Okay, good deal. And that is the National Academy of the National EMS Academy, and they are just have tons of opportunities for people who are transitioning, people who are trying to figure it out. And this is an incredible opportunity. We're going to continue to tell people about the session on July 8th starting at 1 o'clock. And we hope a lot of people will come out. Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you speaking with me this morning.
Absolutely. And we want to thank all of you. This is just an opportunity. And when we looked at the number of people who are retiring in this field, you know, you often say, well, there are no jobs out there. Well, there are lots of opportunities. And all you've got to do is simply connect. This segment is sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialists, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster. It's their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria. Phone for an appointment, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. The Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana for decades and representing the people here with competence and professionalism. For more information, you can phone them at 318-487-9537. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. For more information on home, auto, and life, 318-487-1881. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break. We're back right after this. We'll be right back.
Follow Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
The Falls Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this week. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
Ha!
not last night I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show,
and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Bigger show in 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's one of those mornings where we are having, DC, several technical difficulties. We're not really sure what's happening, but you are masterful in trying to work it out. What you doing to work it out?
Well, I've got one word.
What is it?
Credit. Yeah.
Well, we're trying to work it out. You know, it's one of those mornings, but we will not be stopped. If you're traveling in this morning, getting ready for the 4th of July weekend, it's 8:14 local time, 9:14 Eastern time. You know what I'm going to do? I don't know about you. I don't know how your morning is going, but I hope you might need to, if you need to do this with me, you can just do it because I need to do it. I need to just stop for about 10 seconds, take a deep, 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 deep cleansing breath. Just breathe in. Hold it. I have my eyes closed, and now I am breathing out. You know, sometimes you just have to work to just calm yourself down. Tell yourself that, you know what, you can change the things that you can change, and the things that you can't change, you just can't be moved by it. And so if you're having one of those mornings this morning, I say don't be discouraged. Just begin to talk to yourself and tell yourself that it is well. You know how sometimes, no matter what you do, things just kind of hit and miss? Well, you know what? We're just going to call those things that be not as though they are, as though they were. And we're just going to be encouraged this morning. I'm encouraging myself, and maybe you need to be encouraged as well. And so if so, take this as encouragement for yourself. A lot of people are getting ready for the big holiday weekend. You know, we love it when holidays fall on Friday because, you know, you kind of have that long weekend for those people that are going to be off on tomorrow. And so we want to encourage people to be safe as you're traveling to your destinations and getting ready for barbecues. Lots of people have family reunions around this time. And just, it's just an all around great time. And you know what? We will be here tomorrow live in the studio celebrating the first part of your 4th of July.
That's if the studio is up and running properly.
That's if the studio is running up and running properly.
Yeah, because we will be up and running properly, but if the studio's not up and running properly, we won't be here.
Mm-hmm. And so I sense a little bit of aggravation on your part, but you know what? It is well. You know, you just take it how it comes. You just do what you can do and, you know, let the rest take care of itself.
Well, that is definitely aggravation that you hear.
I hear it.
Yeah, it's definitely because this is, you know, there's really no real excuse for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a real high-tech situation that's just being run not well at all.
Right. And so, you know, as I said, what do?
Those, you hear that sound in your ear right there, that beeping?
Mm-hmm. I hear a beeping.
Yeah, it's just all kinds of stuff going on. We have absolutely no idea what it is. And I'm going to tell you, this morning started with that, with the mosquitoes. You know, we get in the car, we get in the vehicle, and we're trying to figure out how did all these mosquitoes get in our car?
And yes, Young Deuce Christmas and I have been doing our football camp, and we've just been followed by mosquitoes. Like, man, what's going on with the mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with it being barbecue season tomorrow, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. Go ahead, Carlette. I'm going to call Jay.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. They can tell us. The professionals can tell us what's happening.
Well, they can.
Get somebody on the line.
They can tell us what's happening. And what we were noticing yesterday is not only are there mosquitoes, but they are aggressive. And so there are some experts, and they're called J&J Exterminating. They've been around for over 50 years. And they are experts at not only taking care of your mosquitoes, but taking care of your termites as well. And let me just say that we have had the opportunity to have them come out. They are absolutely on point, professional, and do an incredible job. So I know a lot of people are you're getting your get-togethers ready for tomorrow, and a lot of those get-togethers are going to be outside. And so everybody's trying to figure out, you know, how can we beat the bugs? It is a great day at J&J. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT.
Hey, it's a great day at J&J. Brian, how can I help you?
Hey, Brian. This is Brian Gilliatt from J&J Exterminating. Brian, we were just talking about the mosquitoes and all of the challenges that people are having with the mosquitoes. Do you see? You say, what about the mosquitoes?
I say,
you're talking about something that eats humans. You're talking about the man-eaters. Well, they're everywhere. You got to protect yourself from them. These things cause all kinds of diseases like West Nile virus, and you got to know their biology to control them.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay, well, they have first three stages, the eggs, the larvae, and pupa are aquatic. So you got to remember common breeding sites. Some things that you can control are bird baths, clogged mm-hmm. rain gutters, old tires, kiddie pools, flower pots, things like that. You got to remove that water.
Absolutely. And with all of the rain that we have had, there's going to be a lot of water. And people are noticing, we were noticing yesterday, not only is there an infestation of mosquitoes, but they seem to be more aggressive. Is that a reality, or is that just our imagination?
No, it's absolutely a reality. These things are everywhere. You got to protect your children. You got to do what you can to keep these breeding sites out of the way. But you can only do so much. We're going to see them no matter what. It's basically our state bird, everybody says. But if you really want to take care of them, you got a few things you can do, like getting rid of some of that water. But you can have us come out and do some of our control strategies that we have. Now, we know their biology. So we attack the larval stages. We do surveillance. We do exclusion, source reduction, larviciding, IGRs, and adulticiding. It's a lot of biology and chemical understanding that goes into really getting rid of these things, and that's where we come in.
Wow. It does sound like it is very, very complicated. So
it can be, and I love it.
What'd you say, Brian?
Some people think it's gross. Some people think it's gross to learn about stuff like this, but I love it. Oh. I learn something new every day.
That's awesome. Absolutely. So for those people that are going to be having family reunions, they're going to be having parties this summer and get-togethers, what can you do to maybe treat the yard to make it, we know that we probably can't get rid of 100% of the mosquitoes, but to make it a little bit more tenable?
Oh, yeah, you got to get rid of where they're hiding at during the day. Mm. Now, if you look around, if you're driving out there, you look around, you see trees and bushes, or if you're sitting at home, you look into your yard, you're seeing where they're hiding and they're waiting to eat you.
Mm.
They're looking to nourish their eggs, and to do that, it's your blood. Now, you look out there and you see their common breeding sites, you get rid of them, but you got all these adults being flown in by the wind, and they're all around your house and they're all waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we do a 9-month program where we come out once a month and we'll do a spray with a power sprayer, and we use all those different control strategies that I mentioned. We spray and kill them on contact. We use a adulticide that kills on contact. We use IGRs to prevent them from breeding. We also go ahead and we spray the grass, the trees, the shrubs, everywhere they're hiding, kill them on contact, and leave a residual for any others that may come. So it definitely makes a huge difference, but you got to do something about it.
Absolutely. Now, We were talking about this yesterday. I was at my mother-in-law's house, and a lot of people have their plants on their porches, or they have, you know, plants in and around areas outside that they're sitting, you know, by. The plants are on the porch or wherever you're lounging. And so we were wondering how you can kill the mosquitoes without killing the plants. Is that possible?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've got different larvicidal things that we can put. Won't hurt any fish in some pools that we just really can't take control of. We've got very safe chemicals that we can use. Even if you've got edible plants, we've got different kinds of things we can use that won't harm that. But, yeah, everything we do is very safe. We use the label. According to the label, if you use it that way, it's a safer way to take care of these things. But you got to know what you're doing. You know, anybody can go to the hardware store and grab something, but really knowing the biology and really knowing what you're doing and knowing about the chemical is key in this.
Mm. And that's really important. And a lot of people don't think about that, do they, Brian, before they just spray something?
Right. And they may not even be getting the source. I mean, we go out there and we cover a large area around the home. In a perfect world, you and all your neighbors would have our service all at the same time. And then I could almost guarantee you wouldn't see one unless a freak wind brought one floating all the way from down the street.
Wow.
But if everybody did it, I mean, it'd be a lot easier to stay outside, especially this 4th of July that's coming up, when you got family coming, barbecues, things like that. What's really scary about these things is that you think of sharks and you think they're killers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they may take a hand or something. But when I'm underneath the house looking for termites, or if I'm walking around the house and I'm kicking the grass or I move the shrubbery, doing an inspection of any type, I see one of those little mosquitoes land on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, that's death. That's death right there, and it's about to feed on me.
Wow.
And you can't help it. If you don't have that service, you're going to get bitten. You're taking that chance.
Wow. That's powerful. Now, as you mentioned, termites, another critical critter at this time of the year, and people have really no idea what's going on with the termites in their homes. Let's talk about how dangerous termites can be to our homes.
Oh, sure. That's a good segue right there. Termites are the house destroyers. Now, you got your man-eaters, the mosquitoes, then you got your house destroyers. You got millions and millions of little hungry termites all underground. Some people don't even know they're subterranean, but under your feet
now. What does subterranean mean, Brian?
Underneath the ground, down toward the water level, they have to have moisture to survive, so they're going to be down in the ground.
Wow.
Now, they're going to be coming towards your house constantly, branching off of their foraging tunnel, branching and branching and branching, constantly searching for food, which is your house. Now, some people, there's some misconceptions. Some people think they have a slab home. I'll never get termites.
Uh-huh.
False. They just need a piece of paper thickness in that mortar, in that brick, or anywhere else, a crack in the home, an expansion joint just to get in. They can build a shelter tube 3 to 4 inches tall in a day. I've seen it happen.
Come on.
And once they're in, they're doing damage. The native subterranean termite on average can do about 1 foot of 2x4 of damage in a month. The Formosan termite can do 2 feet, double the damage.
So wow.
In one day, they're in your home doing damage spread out. I've had people call me after their walls fall in and they could not see where the termite shelter tubes were, or figured they couldn't get into their house because it was a slab house, or they had what are called quote-unquote termite shields on their piers, the pier and beam home.
Mm-hmm.
They go right around those shields.
Now let's talk about, with all of the rain and the moisture that we have had over the last, not only the last several days, but this summer we're seeing more rain. Is that going to be instrumental in termites and what they do?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, like I said before, they have to have moisture to survive. You got a lot of mulch. You got a lot of things going around your house that hold water. That's great for mosquitoes to develop. That's also great for termites.
Wow.
Now, termites, if you got a lot of water building up and we got all this rain coming, but they move all year, even in a drought.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a lot of moisture, they are able to move faster.
Wow. Now, and we were some of those people, too, that we didn't probably think that we could really be affected by termites. And so we had the great folks at J&J come out and really survey our property and really just kind of take a look. And let me just say that the inspection that the great folks at J&J does is thorough. I mean, under the house, around the house. And a lot of people really have deceived themselves and have not thought that they could have a problem with termites. And so this is what I want you to do for those people that are in a place of deception. Tell people who never really see those telltale signs until it's too late, what are the telltale signs?
Well, they bring that mud up from the ground with them. So you're going to see a mud shelter tube, what we call one of their foraging tubes. It's about the size of a pencil, and it gets a little bit bigger. And it's a tube they use to keep that moisture that they have to have within them, and they travel through that. A lot of times you're not going to see that till it's too late. You see a little pinhole of mud poking through the paint or your sheetrock, or you see one of those mud tunnels moving across, your floor, your baseboard, or something like that. A lot of times you see it in window seals because there's that window seal that right there in their way, and they go through the window seal and patch it with mud. So you look for mud. You look for moisture buildup because they bring that moisture from the ground up to the house with them. But what you really need is you really need J&J Exterminating out there to put their professional eyes on it.
Absolutely.
Because there's things that, you know, we can crawl under that house and notice that you would never really notice. We've got years and years of experience of seeing something, and what most people turn away and say, ah, that looks good, that's okay. But we'll go closer and investigate it and say, no, this is either a problem now or it's very soon going to be a problem. And once they're in, the damage is tremendous. It's better to go ahead and have a prevention done now than to wait around and then have thousands of dollars worth of damage and worry and everything else that comes with it.
So let me ask you this, Brian, for people that are saying, wow, okay, I saw that little speck of dirt on my wall, and I thought it was just my lack of cleaning skills. And so you saw that, didn't really know what that was or what it is. Now you do. Is it too late? Have they already infiltrated your home?
No, it's not too late. If they've even been in the home and you catch them on the wall, it's not too late. Everything's fixable. I tell everybody, any house is treatable. Every house is fixable or preventable for termites. And we got lots of options. I mean, we've got your conventional liquid treatments. We can use those. Some situations, actually, that's the best option to go with. But we've got lots and lots of options.
Well, let's stop right there, Brian. Let's talk about that liquid treatment. What does that mean?
Well, we take a liquid termiticide, and we use state specs to go ahead and treat the home. We cover any way an insect can get into your home.
Wow.
You can imagine an ant crawling up to your home and how he can get into your home.
Uh-huh.
Well, termites kind of the same way. They got to crawl up with those shelter tubes that I mentioned, up a pier, up your slab, up through the bath trap, up through an expansion joint, any crack. So we cover any and every area that they can come into your home. Like I said before, a piece of paper thickness is so small, but that's all they need. We cover all that. And we've got different options for chemicals. We use Termidor, which is a great chemical. It'll last at least 10 to 14 years, which is a great one to use.
10 to 14, Brian, 10 to 14 years?
Yes. We lost a lot of good chemicals in the past that would last longer. But, you know, we're good stewards of our chemical, and we're using Termidor, and hopefully we'll have it for a long time, you know.
Uh-huh. And so is that something that you all have to just go in and spray in and around under the home? Is that like a spray?
Right. We mix it up and we spray it. We dig a trench around anything that they're going to get to because they're subterranean. They got to go through that soil.
Mm.
And that Termidor or whatever other chemical that you choose to use is going to block them from getting into your home. And in a treatable situation, if they're already there, well, we go ahead and we treat that spot and we cover the entire perimeter in any way they can get in. Now, the liquid treatments are great, but we even have a better option called Centricon.
Uh-huh. All right.
Those are bait stations, and a lot of people don't really know about those. It's kind of a new thing to a lot of people, but the bait stations is a lifetime treatment. If we keep up with these things, you'll never have to buy another treatment again. 10 to 14 years is a long time, but if you think about a lifetime treatment on your biggest investment that you have, that's worth it.
Wow.
Now, Viagra Sciences makes these. They put lots and lots of scientific research in it that proves that it works and it eliminates colonies instead of holding them at bay. Now, they went ahead and made these stations. You put them around your home in a perimeter,
mm-hmm.
and it, it takes away a lot of that drilling that's necessary to put chemical in those expansion joints and things like that on a liquid treatment. So some people prefer the bait stations. But once they hit these bait stations, they take that chemical called Novaflumeron back to the colony and feed the queen, which is key, and all of the others in the colony, all hundreds of thousands of them, and they all fall over and die. Wow. So no more colony, no more problem, and you have that forever. As long as you pay that renewal, we come out, we're checking these things, and you're on top of things, and we're telling you the conducive conditions to help you prevent the problem already. But truly the best thing, it's around my house. It's the best thing to get.
Hang on, Brian. David's got a question.
Brian, we have the Centricon system at our place, and we appreciate it. As a matter of fact, what's his name?
Billy Taylor.
Billy Taylor came out, did a wonderful job. But look,
great guy.
What's happening now, Brian, is, you know, I've got one of those zero-turn lawn tractors, man. And what happens when you run over the top of that, you know, the little green things that's out around your house?
Yes, sir. They go along the drip line into the ground, flush to the ground.
Right.
Yes, sir. That's a question that I already know where you're going with this.
Do I have to cover that back up? That.
They say, well, what if I hit it with the lawnmower? What if my dog digs it up? Well, they're safe enough to put to the edge of a lake. So, I mean, if the dog eats it up, no big deal. We'll come out and we'll replace that station, replace the bait. If for some reason with all this rain we're getting, one kind of pops up and it gets hit, we replace it, no big deal. But they go flush down into the ground. They're green. You barely notice them.
Right.
You can ride over them, walk over them. I mean, even grass grows over them a lot of times, but we have these interrogator devices that we can find them because they have little computer chips on the lid.
Well,
it's really advanced technology.
Well, I'm really concerned just because everything is still intact, but the top popped. You know, I may have hit a couple of them with the mower, and so the top, not the whole situation, just the top of it is off, the cap. Is that okay to leave that like that, or do I need to get some more caps and recap that?
Oh, that should be fine. All the baits in there, but definitely call us. Okay. We'll come out there, no charge, and just replace that top. Okay. Maybe even re-auger the hole and push it down flush to the ground.
Okay, good. I'll get with you on it.
And you know what we love the most about J&J Exterminating, Brian, is that the whole team was absolutely incredibly professional. Billy came out not once but twice and did the assessment. And I think that this is what people really, really need to know, because over time what will happen is people will get sort of lackadaisical. And let me just add this. Not only did they come out to our house, they came out to our house at no charge to us, absolutely 100% free, and really looked at what was going on with our situation, assessed it comprehensively, and then said to us, these are a couple of the plans that we think would be best for your home. And I think a lot of people, we get so busy that we forget to do that. And oftentimes, I think it's important to note that you can make an appointment with the incredible staff at J&J, and a lot of times you don't even need to be at home, do you, Brian?
No, you don't. We like for you to be there so we can go ahead and discuss things with you like we did with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to be at home for the initial inspection so we can get everything going. We'd like to look on the inside and talk to you later on, but you don't have to be home for the initial. But if you got a moment, I'd like to tell you the real reason why anybody should go with J&J.
Absolutely.
Do it.
Okay. Well, if you want to do business with J&J Exterminating, we've been founded on certain core values that has risen us to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Not only has Christian values, integrity, and honesty always been a key factor in our achievement to being the largest independently owned company in the state, but our knowledge of the biology and key factors attribute to all pests that invade our life. But we also know the chemistry of our available chemicals and how they work on them. I'm telling you, from the consultants to the termite guy, even the clerical, they've all been cross-trained in every aspect of pest control.
I love it. And we can attest to that. And we certainly, and this is what we pride ourselves on. We pride ourselves on connecting with businesses like J&J Exterminating that are professional, that go out and take care of their customers, but most importantly, have an intrinsic, deep knowledge like what you have conveyed today, like what Billy conveyed when he came to our home, about what each specific customer needs. It wasn't a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It was really, wasn't it, DC? It was
absolutely.
It was thought out. We were given a couple different scenarios. we kind of had a little bit different situation from our home.
Right.
But you know what? They worked with us 100% to make sure that our house was treated, but most importantly, to make sure that we got the best treatment for our situation.
Absolutely. And also what they did was we had Donnell Johnson come in, and he was doing some carpentry work on our house. And when he opened it up and they were able to have the flooring open up, we called the good folks at J&J, and Billy rushed right over.
Right out.
And treated those areas at absolutely no charge to us to make sure that we were even treated even better than we were with the Centricon system to just spray those areas that you couldn't get to without that flooring being open. And we really appreciate that, Brian, man. You guys took care of us really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're all about. That gold shield that you're going to see when you call us,
absolutely.
That's a driven individual that's going to take what take you and educate you and protect your family.
I love the gold shield. And let me just say this, because ours was sort of a unique situation. And for all of those people that have made additions or added additions onto their homes, those are people that really could be in a lot of peril, couldn't they, Brian?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You see, the Centricon system is very versatile. You can move it around those additions. But if you want to have a at least a pre-treat done on something like that with a liquid chemical, you got to block these termites. I mean, some people think, well, I got my house protected, throw an addition on there, and kind of, you know, out of sight, out of mind, don't think about it, and then it gets on their addition. You got to call and get something done.
Absolutely. And it's important to note that people can call and you guys come out at absolutely free, and they give you a complete and total inspection.
That's right. We don't spray and pray. We utilize knowledge that goes a lot deeper than that, and we're going to educate you. Some chemicals are not even needed. We're going to tell you what you need. Yeah, just give us a try. You really won't be disappointed. I could go all day long. I mean, I really could.
Hey,
for every insect, I mean, termites to mosquitoes to bed bugs, all other human eaters, things like that, little creepy crawlies like roaches, things like that, but I don't think you're going to give me all day, are you?
No, Brian, look, let me ask you this, because we had a newer house, well, actually a brand new house in Baton Rouge when we were living there, and we had to have the house treated through the mortgage company. We had to have the certificate showing that the house had been treated for termites. A lot of people don't really realize this, what they deal with contractors who have deals struck with other companies, but they can call J&J directly and get that done and probably save themselves money, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's a little bit of feedback, but I heard what you said. The WDIRs, or wood-destroying insect reports, are usually required in a closing of a structure when you're trying to buy a home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of people don't realize that at the last minute, but we definitely take care of those and let you know what's going on with conducive conditions and what we may visibly see. But it's best, again, in that situation to have a treatment. You get a huge discount on the inspection itself, and you got peace of mind for your buyer.
Absolutely.
If you're selling your home, hey, it's treated. J&J Shields there. All you got to do is transfer the information, and you're protected. You have nothing to worry about.
Absolutely. J&J, the shield, the gold shield, is right on point. Tell people how they can connect with J&J Exterminating before you got to go.
You can call 318-448-4000 and contact the Alexandria office and get one of our consultants, one of our advanced consultants, come out there and give you some good education and on what you're going to need in your unique situation, or you can go to jjext.com.
Absolutely. And you know what? There are many, many locations throughout central Louisiana, and we are reaching and touching a lot of people. So that's the Alexandria number. But once again, give the website so that people that may not be in this immediate area can also connect with the Gold Shield.
jjext.com.
You
go there, it has all the different numbers for all the offices. We cover 13 offices across the entire state. We cover every area. Just give us a call, we'll come out and take care of you.
I'm going to tell you, 318-448-4000, if you're here in Alexandria. And I don't know about you guys, but with our termites, Brian, J&J Exterminating, that's who we want on point to take care of our pests.
Thank you.
Brian, you have been absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much for all of the great information.
Oh, thank y'all. Anytime.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to try to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive, image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Big Red Show. Three, two,
welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. I don't know about you, but I feel like we certainly have been schooled on those pests. And there are many other pests that are threatening to infiltrate our homes. And I don't know about you, but oftentimes you get busy in your day-to-day life and you just kind of let things fall by the wayside. But when you have people in your community, businesses like the Gold Shield of J&J Exterminating, that is just waiting for you to call them and say, listen, I'm not sure if I have a problem or not, but I'd like to check. And then they go a step further, DC. They come out to your home. They do a thorough professional inspection of things, as Brian said, that you could never, never really know unless you knew, and most of us don't. Let's face it, we're not trained to know. And then they work with you. They make sure that they work within your budget. So it's not something that is going to be astronomical, unaffordable. It is certainly reasonable. They're going to work with your budget to make sure that, as Brian said, they take care of the thing that's near and dear to all of us, and it's our home. And I just want to say to those people that have added new additions to their homes and haven't really maintenanced that like you should, if you have had water leaks. At one point, you know, I talk about our house being an older house. At one point, we had to repipe the pipes, the water pipes underneath the house. All of those things cause problems, and problems that we can't necessarily see at that moment. So I'm telling you, if you have not maintenanced your home, fear not. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to judge. But what you need to do is pick up the phone and phone J&J Exterminating, 318-448-4000. They've been around for more than 50 years. As he said, they're a company that loves God. They're filled with integrity. And you know what? They've got a great staff that's going to come out and service you. So we are proud and honored to be, for several years, connected to J&J Exterminating and being partners with them. It's 8:52 local time, 9:52 Eastern. Many of you are just still trying to get there. We're still having some challenges in the studio, but DC is working diligently beyond everything that's happening. And sometimes you just kind of have to come out of where you are and move into the next thing, regardless to what's happening. Well, I found this really cool article that I wanted to share with you guys. And, you know, it was such an interesting article that I said, you know, people never really think about it. And it came from Time. I'm a Time lover. And Mark Hammond Hyde wrote this article, and it talked about nail biting. And I'm thinking, you know, most women these days wear some sort of nail, either layovers or acrylic or gel nails, but a lot of people don't. And for years, I had an issue, and DC did too, with nail biting. And you just think it's sort of a nervous issue. And for most people, it is. But the experts are saying that nail biting can actually be dangerous to your health. And they say that it can be dangerous to your health for a lot of different reasons. It says, to begin with, your nails harbor all kinds of germs. And in particular, a family of bacteria. And ladies, you know, if you wear nails, and I'm looking at my nails now, I'm constantly having to keep them clean underneath. Well, it doesn't matter if you wear nails or not. A lot of times we'll just kind of put our fingers up to our mouth nervously and kind of just bite on that. Well, if you're doing it, it would be in your best interest to stop doing it, because they say that there are all sorts of bacteria that get underneath your fingernails that you don't even know about. And this bacteria, when it goes down into your gut, so sometimes you can have stomach issues and you're wondering where that's coming from. Well, look no further than maybe putting your hands or your fingernails in your mouth. And the experts say that it can cause gastrointestinal infections that can lead to diarrhea and also abdominal pain. And over the long term, for those habitual nail biters who just bite and bite and bite, it can even be worse than that. So I said, you know, a lot of kids bite their fingernails out of nervousness. We have a friend who, their son, if anything would happen, he would go to chewing on his fingernails and then even chew on the outside. And I know when I was a nail biter, I would chew, after the nail was gone, I would chew the skin around the nail, just kind of bite that off. Well, they say that too can be very, very dangerous. So if that's you, that's just fruit for thought about what happens in your gut. Then they go a step further. They say when you bite your fingernails, it can also create a problem with your teeth. Constant biting can lead to poor dental problems. It can create a shift in your teeth. It can cause your teeth to shift out of position and become oddly shaped. And I'm thinking, who knew that biting your nails could be perilous not only to your stomach, giving you diarrhea, giving you bacteria, and also maybe gastrointestinal problems, but it can also affect your teeth. And it says it can also cause you to grind your teeth. So there's a lot of issues here with nail biting. So if that's you this morning and you are a habitual nail biter or even a periodic nail biter, sometimes we do things when our nerves are on edge that can literally make us sick. And so we wanted to share that with you this morning, just fruit for thought. And also if you have kids that are biting their nails and they've had other issues, it could be simply because they're fingernail biters and you might want to try to help them to stop. And you know, they don't really give any suggestions about how you stop. I can remember a friend of mine, Stephanie Pearson, and I in elementary school, we would bite our fingernails down literally to the nubs, both of us. And then we would, after the nail was gone, we'd start biting around the nail. And I think we both just kind of grew out of it, and kids maybe will grow out of it, but sometimes people don't, and periodically you'll do that. So just good information about how to live better, healthier lives. And that's what we try to do every single morning. We try to give you information that empowers you, whether it empowers you at home, whether it empowers you in your physical body. It empowers you in some way and makes you better. And you know, Reverend Joe Green said, you know, try to learn something new every single day. And that's why we read so much. And had we not read the article, we would never have known that nail biting could actually be dangerous to your health. And nobody ever thinks of things like that. So just as you're going into your day, something to think about, something to consider. Well, switching gears, people are getting geared up for the weekend, and we are too. We're just having sort of a simple gathering at our house, a simple family gathering, but I know a lot of people are going to be traveling from different parts of the country, going home, a lot of family reunions. We want to make sure that people really, first of all, don't drink and drive. That is one of the major perils of holidays, is that people go to parties, they go to events, and they have a little bit too much to drink. So we want to make sure that people really designate those drivers that are not going to be drinking during the holidays. So many people are using this time to go on family vacations. A lot of people are headed to the beach. So lots going on, and when the highways and the interstates pile up, it makes room for so many things. And so if you're traveling, you're starting your travel today, we want to make sure, like we do every single morning, we ask you to be cognizant of others. Well, this is where you have to really, really put your humility hat on. You really have to have a humility for those people that are so aggressive. And this morning we saw just an aggressive driver. And then what happens when you see people who are aggressive, they really don't understand that they're being aggressive. And they think that their aggression is really your fault. And so that's when you start to have problems. And then people get in a spitting match to see who's going to be the most aggressive, and nobody's going to back down. So if you're traveling with your family, or even if you're traveling